I think goals are very important for all of us to have. I think having a plan is really important and significant. I don't think it's healthy to fall in love with your plan. If you can't shift gears, if you can't, let's say you're on a trip, you're going out west, and you've made reservations all along the way, you know, to stop at a Holiday Inn or whatever, wherever you're stopping as you go along, and you get to a place that is really interesting and intriguing, where you've never been before. Maybe they're having a rodeo the next day in Amarillo or something, and you'd really like to stop and stay and see that, but you can't because your plan, your goals, your objectives are ruling you rather than you ruling your life. If you can't adjust and be flexible with the things you want for yourself, then I think that's unhealthy. Also, I think goal setting itself is healthy in the sense that you do it in the present moment. I'll give you an example in my own life. On October 21st of last year, I ran my very first marathon, 26.2 miles. All right. When I started running a year or so before that, I didn't have any idea about running a marathon. What I had an idea was that I wanted to be more physically fit in my own life, and I wanted to see if I could run each day, one day at a time, whatever my body said I could do, and at whatever pace I wanted to. And I started out doing that, and that was a goal for me. Did it one day, and the next day I said, would I like to try that again, even though my shins were hurting and I was out of breath and so on? I said, yes, I'll do it one more day, all right? After 3 or 4 weeks, instead of running 1.2 or 1.5 miles, I was running 2 miles. Not because I had upgraded my goal. My body allowed itself to go faster and to go a little bit further. It was just only natural. After continuing in that process of individual daily goals for myself, which is living in the present and enjoying yourself, you have an automatic kind of upgrading of those goals for yourself. Within a year, there I was at the starting line of a race to run 26 miles, which if you'd have said a year before I could do that, I would have thought, you must be crazy to think anybody would even want to run 26 miles. And it's an attitude. But like each goal that you have for yourself, let's say you want to lose weight. You want to quit smoking. You want to eliminate addictive behavior in your life, whatever it may be. The only way, it seems to me, that it's sensible to attack a problem like losing weight is to say to yourself, today, just today, or quitting smoking, just today can I go 24 hours, one day, or even a half a day, or even a few hours, without a cigarette, without eating sugar, or whatever it may be. Can I do that? Well, the answer, of course, anybody can go a day. That's no big deal. Well, the only way you get to live your life is in a day segment, even less than that. So you do that. Then what you are at the end of that 24-hour period, you're a new person. Now, if today you say to yourself, I'm only going to want a cigarette tomorrow anyway, who am I kidding? So I might as well have one now. Or I'm only going to want to have a hot fudge sundae tomorrow night, so why not have one tonight too? You mean I can never have another sundae the rest of my life? That'll drive you right to the refrigerator faster than anything, you see? You don't do that because someday you may eat hot fudge sundaes every night. I have one, you know, very often, whenever I feel like having one. But I add a whole lot of other dimensions to my life which permit that. So it's like you take that day and you say to yourself, at the end of this day, I now have 24-hour history of no nicotine in my body. So you take that one day. Now you're a different person. Let that person decide whether they want to go another day. Don't let the person who wants one right now, let the person who's got 24 hours of success behind them decide. And then let the next day, now you got 48 hours behind you. Let that new person, because you're a new person every day. Anybody who's ever been in alcoholic treatment, Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's the only program that's had even a tiny bit of success, knows that their slogan, one day at a time, is the way that you handle that. You just deal with your life one day at a time. And you can have a lot of goals in this day and not be living in the future at all. But I'd be absurd to get up here and say, you should never have goals for yourself. So everybody has a goal. It's how much you can do it in the present moment, I think, that counts.